because of this, but we need to really appropriate these funds back to law enforcement that are having to deal with this every single day. It's what the voter said. I got to be clear on this. I am not going to the legislature to repeal that. I am not. That's what the voter chose. But there's better ways we can put parameters around the current law. Now, I truly, personally, I don't like being in a public area and smelling marijuana. I think one way we can look toward this is the DORA areas, right? It's similar to DORA areas. Can you smoke in this area? Can you not? But going back to the funding issue, I think it's kind of ironic how currently it's broadly spoken that it's going back to the mental health of the impact of this drug on people. I think that's pretty ironic. We kind of passed a bill acknowledging that we are creating our own issue with the mental health space. So I would really like to see those funds invested back into law enforcement.
And Ms. Caruso.
So while Ty, my opponent, was speaking, one of the things that popped in my head was our lottery system. The funds for our lottery system goes towards our education system, am I correct? Some of them do. Isn't it ironic that we are encouraging student people to gamble to go and support our schools? And so the refund, the revenue from the legalization of recreational marijuana can go to a variety of locations. It could go to supporting our schools. It could go to supporting our infrastructure, our aging bridges and roads, or building even more roads. Again, going back to that economic development of building better roads in this area that will entice companies to come here. Ty talks about the mental health, but it might not be the mental health of those that are smoking. Mental health is a serious condition, and it's something that needs to have support. We need to build that infrastructure of people that are willing to support the mental health of our community members. And so if we can figure out a way to encourage our younger adults to go into social work, to go into psychology, psychiatrists, so that we can fund them and to have these abilities, these organizations out there, the Family Resource Center that's out there to help our individuals improve their mental health, let's go on and do that. It could also go towards funding state-sponsored rehabilitation programs. Right? Marijuana is a drug. We see it as a drug. It's legal, recreationally wise here, but that doesn't mean that that revenue can't go to supporting our state level rehab locations to help, again, our community's members be better.
We're running short on time, so we'll make this the final question. Each member of the legislature is assigned to serve on various committees pertaining to various aspects of state business. For example, John Cross, the current representative of the 83rd District, serves on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, the Rules and Reference Committee, and the Finance Subcommittee on Higher Education. What committee areas do you feel your experience and expertise would be most helpful? And we'll start with Mr. Matthews.
I believe my natural fit right now is on the committee, and they may change the name, Homeland Security. You know, my passion is defense, and my platform, I was hoping to get to maybe my closing remarks, and it's around, you know, defense, security, and integrity. And I believe here, as in the state of Ohio, we have a robust infrastructure of military installations, of research facilities. Why not bring those here to Northwest Ohio? But also looking at the physical security. How are we addressing the emerging threats that our law enforcement, they're going to see, like these drones, cybersecurity, Centricom here in Findlay, Ohio, working on addressing these threats, and it's awesome to see that. So working alongside community members that we're going to really empower through that committee, but also having an open mind. You know, if there is a need within our community, I'm more than willing to sit down with soon-to-be Speaker Matt Huffman, hopefully, and just have a discussion about that. But I'm fairly open-minded, and you know, it's not about me going to Columbus. It's about what the community needs and looking at my passions. I believe that Homeland Security, that's nestles pretty well.
And Ms. Caruso.
So when you're talking about my experiences, the committees that really would focus well with my experiences are those related to higher education. However, I like to challenge myself. And so when we talk about what committees would work well, I think about my top issues. And so I'm thinking about the Primary and Secondary Education Committee, or the Commerce and Labor Committee, potentially the Public Health Policy Committee. These are areas that lead, those are committees that focus on my top issues that I think that I could serve well on. I've been on a variety of committees throughout the last 24 years, and some of them work really well with my skills, and some of them I'm like, that's a new one, I'm gonna try that. And what have I done? I've learned. I've gained experience from others so that I can be a proactive committee member. And so yes, higher education would fit well with my experience, but I am open to any other ones in which will challenge me and help me grow to better the citizens of the 83rd.
And with that, we will move on to the closing statements. And as we begin, we will conclude with Mr. Matthews first.
Thank you again for all attending and sitting with us for about an hour here. I just want to again say, I reflect the community values here. You see all those signs, you drive by on the street, you'll see the three stars. That stands for God, country, and family. That's what I live my life by. Those are the pillars of who I am. If you ever question of why I'm doing something, I would always point to those pillars. And I want to be really brief there, because I want to yield my time to this next issue that we didn't get to here tonight. And I want to urge everyone that's listening to vote no on issue one. Issue one would eliminate the Constitution's anti-gerrymandering restrictions that we all passed as voters by 70% in 2015 and 2018. Yes, on issue one, the campaign is being funded by $25 million of out-of-state and foreign money. The commission that it would create would be unaccountable and unelectable. It is appointed bureaucrats. It eliminates the compactness, which slices and dices our community. So essentially, here, sitting in Findlay, Ohio this evening, this could eventually draw us up into a district, into Toledo, and change the complete dynamic of this community. This has already been tried in Michigan, and it has resulted in three federal judges saying that the map this commission created was gerrymandered based on race. Again, I would urge everyone listening here tonight to look into issue one. There's a lot of ploys on words. Vote no on issue one, because it would literally put gerrymandering into the Constitution. Again, my name is Ty Matthews. I look forward to serving you in Columbus. Thank you very much. Thank you, Sheila, and God bless you all.
Ms. Caressa.
Can I do a rebut?
In your 2 minutes.
Oh, great. Wonderful, because that's not what I was planning on doing. So let me talk about issue one. Yes, Ohioans did vote in 2015 and 2018 to put it in our Constitution for fairly districtly drawn maps. But in 2021, our politicians decided to throw that out. And it went to the Supreme Court, and seven times, the Supreme Court said, no, these were not fairly district maps. They were gerrymandered maps. We put our faith in the politicians, and they said, yeah, no, citizens, we're gonna do what we wanna do. And so issue one says, you know what? Forget you, politicians. We're putting this in the hands of our citizens. And don't you want this in the hands of you? Do you all know this commission that's going to be created is equally divided between Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliateds? Five of each, a total of 15. Let's put this decision into our citizens' hands, not our politicians, who ignored the fact of our citizens from 2015 and 2018. They said, no, we're not gonna draw these fair district maps. In fact, there were citizens that submitted maps that were fairly drawn. And they met all of the criteria. And the politicians said, no. In fact, our governor, he said, you know what? These are not fairly drawn district maps, yet I'm still going to vote for them. Is that who you want to vote to redraw our maps? I don't. So you have to vote yes on issue one. And I'm Sheila Caressel. I'm here to fight for you, to be your voice in Columbus, and I ask for your vote in November. Thank you very much.
And with that, we conclude tonight's candidate forum. Thank you for joining us this evening. We'd also like to thank both the candidates for taking part in this evening's discussion. Once again, a reminder that the deadline to register to vote in the November election is October 7th. Early in-person and absentee voting by mail begins October 8th, and Election Day itself is November 5th. I'm Chris Oakes. Thank you and good night.